Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Lord God, we just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, we ask that you would just speak through me, Lord God. We ask that you would just move in this time, Lord God, that we have ears to hear what you're saying and a mind and a heart to desire just to apply your word, Lord God. We ask that you just bless this time, bless the children, and keep them safe. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Who all enjoyed the conference last weekend? It was good. It was very powerful. It was wonderful. Just keeping with the theme of devotion, God told me the message he wanted me to speak on is time to get up and let your chains fall. A time to get up. So, are you ready already, Marquise? Are you going? Michael said he's good. All right, so yes, a time to get up. And with that, God just reminded me a few things. Last weekend, we had someone speak on godly fellowship. Yet, we've been keeping to ourselves. Then someone spoke about getting back to the root. Yet, we forgot what we were planted in. Then someone spoke about intimacy with God. Yet we still haven't found our secret place. Then I spoke about being devoted. Yet you still don't know what you're devoted to. We talked about being on fire, being filled by the fire. Yet you're not allowing that desire to be filled in you. And then the last one was knowing your stance, yet you're unsure with yourself. And I said, God, why are you saying this as we say the different topics? He said, we talk about being devoted, yet we seem to have forgot. We went through the weekend, and maybe we were pumped up on Monday, and we were excited. And then we just let that fire just dwindle away. We let that thing just fall away. But God said it's time for us to get up and continue to let the chains fall. Those distractions, those habits, those things that keep us back from pursuing God. They keep us distracted from getting devoted in that time of worship. They keep us distracted from really answering the call God has placed on us. But it's time for us to get up. So we're going to go to Acts chapter 12. And we're going to start at verse 1. I talked about being devoted. And I spoke about Paul being in jail and crying out to God. And we are going to go to this. What we're getting ready to get into is when he was jailed prior to the time I read about. So Acts chapter 12, starting at verse 1. All right, it says, now about the time when Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of the unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him for four squads of soldiers to keep him, order for four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Keep going. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant in prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when King Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before him at the door before the door were keeping him in prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on his side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel of the Lord said to him, "Gird yourself and tie your sandals." And he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him. And he did not know what was done by the angel was real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. And when it came to pass the first and the second guard's post, they came to an iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them in its own accord. And they went out and went down one street. And immediately the angel departed from him. If we stop there, well, let's go one more verse. So verse 12. 11, we'll read 11 and 12. It says, "And Peter had come to himself and said, 'Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent an angel to me, and he delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people.' So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." So God said, it's time for us to get up and let the chains fall. I want to read part of it from another version of the Bible, because it said something different that when I read it, so I am out of the NIV, and it said, sorry, I'm trying to find the exact part I wanted to read. Sorry, Bible's going a little slow. All right. Oh, yes. Thank you. "Suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him, a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on his side and woke him. 'Quickly, get up,' he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrist." A lot of times we sit and we wait, and God's telling us to do something, and we're hesitant. But when we grab hold of what God has told us to do, then we need to just get up quickly, like it said, and allow the chains to fall off of us. A lot of times we get up, but we're holding on to the chains. We're not allowing those things to fall to the ground. And God said, it's time for us to let go of those things that had us bound, but continue to stand. Because when you're standing, you can have a better view of what you're supposed to be seeing. And when you're on the ground, you only can see from a certain angle. But when you stand up, it's like you're standing at attention. And when you stand up, then stuff can fall off. And it's not as easy to grab when it has fallen when you're standing. But when you're laying there in the midst of the mess and you're the things have fallen off of you, it's easy just to grab that back. To say, oh, I can't do it. And allow that fear to come back. Or it's easy to grab back hold to those things that had you bound. You were told when you're younger, oh, you can't do anything. So you've been thinking that. And when so it says, no, greater is it he that is in you than he that's in the world. It's hard for you to grasp that because you have it so embedded, remembering what people has told you before. But when you get up quickly and you begin to grab hold of the word and say, no longer will the things of my past have me bound. No longer will the things that had me in a state of like exclusion, keep into yourself and continue to stay in that same mind frame. No longer will I stay there. But because God said I am free, because he said I am healed, I'm going to get up quickly. I'm going to shake free of those things that have me bound. No longer am I going to allow the things of the world to frustrate me. But I'm going to take hold of this word that says I am free. I am healed. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We have to remember his word and what it says. So when I begin to grab hold of this word and say, okay, God, I want to be devoted to you. So that means I'm going to set aside time just to worship. Lately, he's been keeping me in just a mode of worship. Because like we have said time after time, it sets the atmosphere. And when you get frustrated and you just begin to worship, let me tell you, you can't help but to smile. You can't help but to give him praise. You can't help but to have joy, unspeakable joy. When you begin to praise and worship, it begins to shift things around you, shifts your mood. And when you begin to worship, then you can really understand what he said in his word. What he said in his word. And it just, I'm reminded, I don't know where it is in the Bible, but I always hear this from one of the pastors that I listen to during the week. And it reminds me of, he that began a good work in me is faithful to complete it. But we have to remember, if he began the work, he's going to complete it. And a lot of times we forget. We think, okay, he delivered me out of my mess, but what am I doing now? And we get frustrated and we get confused and we get scared and we step back. Instead of saying, God, okay, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to step up to the plate and I'm going to do what it is that you want me to do. I don't know which way you're having me go, but I'm going to worship while I'm waiting. I'm going to worship while I'm waiting to hear the next step. I'm going to worship while it looks confused, while I seem alone. I'm going to worship in the spite of everything that's going on around me. I'm going to worship in spite of maybe things are going good, but God, I'm going to worship because I still need direction. God, I'm going to worship because I still don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. God, I'm going to worship because you are my provider, because you are my help. God, I'm just going to worship. When you begin to worship, let me tell you, I don't know about you, but maybe me, I get excited.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
So a lot of times when I begin to worship, you see how I get loud when I get excited about God? And a lot of times when people, they see their greatest band in concert, they're raising their hands, or maybe they go to a game and they're excited about their team winning, they're so amped up. But when I worship, I get so excited about God. And when I begin to pray, I get so excited about God. Why? Because he paid the price. And because he's come through before, I'm reminded of what he brought me through. If he doesn't do anything else, he delivered me from myself, from my mess. So he's still worthy. If he doesn't do anything else, he died on the cross for our sins. As we're remembering tomorrow's Easter and we're remembering what he did, he got up. He got up. He didn't just stay in the grave and die, but he rose. And God is telling us that a lot of times we allow some things to keep us down and we die. But God said, today is the day that he wants to awake some things in our spirit, awake some things within us to rise. That boldness, that help, that courageous spirit that he has put upon us. He wants to awake some things in us. We allow ourselves to fall into a state of mind, oh, I can't help it. But this is just who I am. I've always been, you know, kind of by myself. I've always been kind of quiet. I've always just, you know, stood back and just watched. God had you standing back and watching for a reason. But you didn't understand it because someone said, oh, she just always keeps to herself. And we don't really try to bother her because she just likes to keep to herself. But maybe God is having you go and speak to that person for a reason. I say it all the time. You never know who God's going to have you talk to. Because we're the only Jesus that people see. And if you're keeping to yourself and you're being stuck in your own feelings, God, I'm going through this. And you don't have time to say, okay, God, I'm just going to worship you. And he says, go and speak to this person. You're like, God, you want me to do what? We question God. And sometimes we need to just be obedient and say, okay, God, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just going to do it. We have to just be obedient. We have to be obedient. Amen. One thing God reminded me of is a few weeks ago, I was at work and I was saying, God, I really want a new job. And I wrote down everything I wanted in a job. And I was so excited and I just had been praying. I said, I'm going to keep praying over this over and over and over. And one day I was at work. Of course, my buddy wasn't there with me, so I was by myself. And God said, on your last break, I want you to go outside and I want you to take your notebook and I want you just to pray. And I said, okay, God, you want me to do what? And I just kept hearing it. I said, God, if this is really you, I need to know that I know that I know that you really want me to go outside. You want me to go outside, sit at a table by myself and just begin to pray. He said, yeah, why not? And I said, okay, God, I trust you. I'm going to do it. So I went outside. And I went to the table and I just sat there and I just began to cry out to God and just begin to worship. And when my break was over, I was so refreshed and so revived. And he said, I just wanted you to obey. I said, God, is something big supposed to happen? He said, you never know what I'm going to do, but I want you to be obedient. I want you just to trust. We don't always understand why he has us do different things. You never know. I could have been sitting there. That could have been a lady on the inside, looking through the window and just seeing someone praying. And maybe that gave her the extra push. Okay, man, I need to get my devotionals. You never know who's watching, but we have to just be obedient. Just be obedient because of what God has called us to do. But we have to take a bold stance and allow him to break the things that had us bound. Maybe it's generational curses. And you say, well, no, this is the way we always did it. We've always been shy and kind of timid. And this is just us. This is just who we are. And that's not who God has called us to be. And you know, I was praying. I was reading over this. And I was like, oh, God, I got this good illustration. I want to do this. And I'm going to have everyone come up and we're going to cut these pieces of paper. We're going to do this. And we're going to say we're cutting off the things that had us bound. And God said, no, you don't need to do an illustration because we're just going to have people come forward for prayer. Why? Because that is me taking a stance to say, God, I'm speaking the things that I want freedom of. That no longer will I allow that addiction, that habit to hold me back. No longer will I allow those generational curses to hold me back. That insecurity, that low self-esteem to hold me back. Because it's something about when you say it out of your mouth. It's like you saying, I promise. I'm giving my word. That I'm not going to let those things hold me back. I'm not going to let those things cause me to get back into a state of mind where, oh man, I don't know what's going to do. I'm going to worry and I'm frustrated and I'm trying to figure things out. And God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm at my breaking point. No. God, whatever it is that you want to do, however you want to do it, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. No longer are these things going to steal my joy, steal my passion, my hunger, my desire, but I am committed to be devoted to you. One of the things he reminded me of, he said, we have to get up. By us getting up, it's taking a stance for God, allowing ourselves to be broken free of the things that had us bound. And taking a stance is us standing on the word of God. God, you said, he who he sets free is free indeed. God, you said, by your stripes, I am healed. God, you said that you have transformed my mind. God, you said in your word, so we can stand by us taking a step forward. That's us standing on the word of God. God, I'm taking a stance and I'm believing that you're going to heal. You're going to renew. You're going to transform. You're going to revive. You're going to stir up. God, I believe that you're going to do all that you said you were going to do. And no longer am I not going to allow myself to step back and get back into that same state of mind and allow those things that have me bound to begin to wrap itself around me. But it's time for us to get up. It's time for us to get up. And we are going to open the altar because I know that this week I struggled. I had different things coming at me different ways and my emotions was trying to go. And I said, no, I gave this to God and I'm not going to allow those things to hold me back. I'm not going to allow those things to shake my state of mind. And so God, I give it to you and I know that you're going to heal. I know that you're going to move and no longer will I allow myself to revert back. But we are going to come and we're going to pray. And not necessarily am I going to put my hands on you, but I want you to come up here and begin to open your mouth and tell God what you want to give to him. Tell him the things that had you bound that you're not going to allow hold you back any longer. Tell him all about the different situations. Don't wait for someone just to put their hands on you. But allow yourself to open your mouth and say, God, I can't do it and I need your help. God, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I need your help. Those habits, those strongholds, it has to take you taking a step forward and saying, God, I want the chains to fall. No longer do I want to grab hold of those things that have me in the same state of mind. You can't go forward until you shake free of what you had you bound. The one thing God showed me is, I don't know if you guys have seen this before, but it's kind of funny, but it's bad. You see little kids in the mall and the parents don't know how to handle them, so they have them in the little harness thing. That's us. We're pulling and we're trying to do what we want to do, but yet we're being held back. God wants to cut the strings today. Because a lot of us, it's not us being held back by someone else, it's us holding ourselves back. I'm saying, God, I can't, I haven't been promoted. God, I haven't had the opportunities, but yet you're, man, I don't believe. I don't know if I could do it. You're speaking doubt. You're speaking doubt. And just like a wildfire, when you let it have one spark, it keeps going. And today we're stopping that. Today, we're breaking free of the things that had us bound. Today, we're taking a stance to say, God, I really need your help. I'm confused, I'm lost, and I need to be fully devoted to you. So we're going to open the altar. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time. God, we ask that you help us to take a bold stance. Help us to step forward and say, God, I need you in every area of my life. God, I need you to break off the habits, to break off the lies of the enemy, to break off every addiction, every stronghold, Lord God, to break down the walls and barriers that we have put up around ourselves so we can keep it closed in. God, break off the fear and doubt, Lord God. Break those things off of us, Lord God. Help us to take a step step forward and know that with you all things are possible. To know that you are a great big God that can do the impossible, Lord God. To know that there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. God, that you begin to move. God, as we speak these things out of our mouths, Lord God. God, that you begin to move like never before, oh God. Like never before, Lord God. Like never before, Lord God. We're believing for you to do it. God, we have faith. We have faith. We have faith. God, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.